Right, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I welcome us all once again to this gathering. I sincerely appreciate and I thank you, Sahibi Apostle Abraham, for the privilege to share the word of God with you. I just want to say this. I'm really honored, and I've been going through the teachings and all of the lessons that have been coming within this platform as time will permit me. But yes, I've followed through. I've seen a lot of stuff. I've seen a lot of teachings and a lot of build-up that has been going on within this cycle. And I really will say, yes, of a truth, men are being built. I will just add up another measure to what have been taught within this place. This is Rama School of the Spirit, and as a school of the Spirit, one of the things you must understand is that the schoolings of God are within the realm of the Spirit. You get the idea. I know through prophetic revelations and through prophetic visions, God tend to relate with us through images, pictures, and most of the time he makes use of earthly languages because of our limitation in our ability to be able to comprehend his speaking from his own realm. And as such, schools like this and platforms like this are put together to enable us by the Spirit of God build and equip one another with the knowledge of God, so that by that same knowledge, we will be able to journey into the realm of the kingdom. Are we together now? So that is why we pray. That is why we meditate. That is why we worship. And the goal of prayer, worship, and intercession, and thanksgiving, and meditation, the goal of it is to bring us into that point where we come into the experiential knowledge of God. Are we together? Where we come into the experiential knowledge of God, and it also brings us into that point where we will be able to consciously and constructively journey into the realm of the kingdom. Are we together? That is why knowledge are being dispensed. Knowledge and light and revelation are being brought unto us, so that as a people we will be able to thrive. The Bible speaking says that where there is no knowledge, people perish. You see, my people perish for lack of knowledge, and for lack of vision as well, my people perish. You see, your ability to see, or what you see as vision, are actually given to you through the knowledge that you have been able to acquire over time. Just like for a child that is growing up from the very beginning, as in as science has described or has discovered or have come to discover, when a child is growing up, from the very scratch, how you get to know what is A, it is not really what you see. You don't really see with this your physical eye. As in, as a man, as a physical man, as a natural man, you don't see with your physical eye. All of the things you see or how you interpret things are actually by the images that have been stored inside of your brain cells but were captured through this your eyes. This your eyes is just meant to capture images, but that is not what interprets them. Are we together? That is not what really interprets them. That is why when a man is blind, you can still see his eye open, but he can't really interpret, or his eyes are not able to capture light, and as such, he won't be able to interpret that which is set before him. Are we together? So hence, there is a need for knowledge. There is a need for understanding. There is a need for there is a need for a fresh equipping in wisdom, in knowledge, in understanding, and we grow in vision. And that is why all of these things are being taught unto us. Meditation and all of them have been taught unto us, so that by these tools we will be able to journey far into the realm of the kingdom, into the realm of the Spirit. Are we together? All right, if you read in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 from 22 to 24, the Bible speaking says, I just want to use this medium to establish what actually is the school of the Spirit actually is, you get, and show you from scriptures, and by the help of the Spirit of God, give you a kind of a tentative build-up. Mind you, what I would just say, I won't really teach per se, but I would just try as much as I can by the help of the Holy Spirit to just communicate and trigger your spirit into the schoolings of the Spirit because it is from those places that you now begin to understand and know the dealings of God with you, or keep up with the dealings of God in your life. Because until you begin to keep peace with the Spirit of God, you may not be able to really come into maturity in God. Because at every stage of your life, what the Spirit of the Lord intends to do is to achieve, or will I say, put within you or awaken within you a certain measure of His nature. And that measure of His nature gives you the capacity to be able to steward and harness the power of God that is within you. Are we together? So it enables you, the schoolings of the Spirit brings you to that point of conformity, brings you into that point of alignment, so that as you gain alignment and when you gain alignment and grow high in tenacity, and a high level of intensity in the Spirit comes upon you, or stirs up from within you, you will be able to keep peace with the dealings of the Spirit of God in your life. And so the Bible speaking says, I was actually interrupted by a call, but nevertheless, the Bible speaking says that, "Ye have come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the innumerable company of angels, and to the general assembly of the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to the God, the judge of all, and to the spirit of judgment made perfect, and to the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel, than that of Abel. But what I want you to see there is that, "But ye are come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem." This is where the school of the Spirit take place. As soon as a believer is born again, part of the first thing he begins to enroll in is actually schoolings in the Spirit. Just like the way when you are born physically, you start to learn of the things of this world. You start to learn how to walk. You start to learn how to crawl. You start to learn how to speak. So also there is a way of learning in the Spirit, and it is via the communications of God. If you read in the book of Revelation chapter 4, from verse 1, you realize that round about the throne of God are actually, as in the Bible described, that there were lightnings, thunderings, and many voices proceeding out of the throne of God. And all of these voices are actually, and the lightning, the thundering, are actually the speakings of God. Are we together? They are actually the speakings of God. Yes, demonstrated or communicated via lightning, thundering. All of them are actually the expression of the voice of God in different realms of operation. Whichever one you can understand or interpret, it is as a result of the workings of the unique working of the life of God within you. That is why to some of you within this place, you can actually see visions and interpret them. Others can actually see and can't really interpret. Others can sense some certain levels of spiritual operations and spiritual activities around their life, but they can't really give a clear perspective to them. All of it is just as a result of the plane wherein they are standing. As you advance and grow in God, grow in your dealings with God, you will come to that point where you can give interpretation to the speakings, to the higher speakings of God. I remember there were times where I could interpret some certain dreams, but I couldn't interpret others. But after some time, after some dealing, certain levels of access was given unto me again, and I was now able to give further interpretation, and as well journey into higher planes of understanding, even within the levels of the Scripture. Are we together? Yes. All of these things, as you submit yourself to the dealings of God, to the school of the Spirit, as you come into this fellowship, the assembly of the firstborn sons of God, this is not actually a place where they come to feast, where they just come to eat. No, it is a place where deliberations, or will I say, schoolings in light take place. Mind you, the communications of God are in light. They are in a language of light. Or in fact, I can say that the speakings of God are actually within a realm of light. Or they are communicated in light. Yes. I just have a kind of perception within me, a strong thought within me, that even though the language of God is not really the language of light, it is just that within the realm wherein God intends that he should be understood in that attempt for God to explain himself, to demystify himself among the ranking of angels, he starts to communicate to them via that language of light. That is why you see that before the throne of God, there is no place they say God was speaking in that book of Revelation. Neither in Ezekiel, there was no place where God was speaking. But what occurred was that as soon as the prophet saw the cherubims, and
The other, that of Isaiah, as soon as he saw the seraphim, he said, "Woe unto me, because I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips." Who condemned him? Nobody condemned him. Just that as he stood within that place, he started to perceive some certain levels of light, and that light itself became, or will I say, they became a tool with which he was judged. And that was why what he proclaimed was actually a judgment over himself, but that was not a judgment unto condemnation, because there is a judgment that is unto condemnation, and there is a judgment that is not unto condemnation. When God begins to judge you via his light, via his revelation, what he intends to do, what he intends to achieve at that time was to is to bring you into that point where you can be straightened, where you can be you can be straightened and placed within the measure that he has actually ordained for your life. Hallelujah. And that is the reason why the psalmist will say that the judgment of God is righteous, that the judgment is just. The judgment of God is just. The judgment of God is not unto condemnation. The Bible speaking says that I have not sent, that as Jesus speaking says that he has not sent, God has not sent the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So part of the goal and the intent of God is to bring you to that point where you can be saved. And Paul made us to understand further that the salvation of God is not just that our spirit alone is salvaged. He wants us to also as well come to that point where our soul and our body can experience this life, experience this salvation. Hence the goal of meditation, the goal of prayer. It is not just that your spirit be conformed and fired up by the life of God, but why we meditate, why we pray, it is so that we can as well journey to that point where our body and our soul can be infused by that very life. I could remember some days back, you were being taught within this place how power can be released through your palms. But you see, you won't be able to achieve this thing if you don't grow high in your consciousness of the life of God within you. Because your body is actually a gateway through which life and power can journey through. That is why you will see when you touch electric wire, it shocks you. It is because there are pathways within you, there are electrons and some certain kind of molecules within your body through which energy can be able to travel through. And the power of God itself is an energy. The power of God is a force. And that is why when you begin to pray, all of a sudden you start to feel some certain burning sensation around your palms, around your body, your legs, your eye begin to burn. And as that thing begins to happen, certain levels of access, visions start to occur. You now realize that you can lay your hands on the sick and they will be healed. You now realize that you can stretch forth your hand and certain people will go under the power. Why is those things possible? It is because at that stage where you are, you have actually come to that point where you are high, you are highly aware of the life of God within you. And this is what prayer comes to achieve. Prayer, the goal of prayer and meditation and worship is to bring you into that place of oneness where you are infused with the very life of God. And you now know that the life of God within you can envelop your soul, envelop your body, and bring you into that place where it will be said that mortality has been swallowed up in immortality. That is the point Paul intends to journey into, where he says, "I wish and I desire that if I may be able to attain unto the resurrection of the dead." He was alive, but he was actually seeking after that realm of reality where his body, his mortal body, can be infused into the very life of God. Are you getting what I'm saying? And that is the goal of the school of the spirit. Until you are able to journey sufficiently well with the spirit of God in the schoolings of the spirit, you won't be able to come into that point where you will be able to sustain that high level of focus, that high level of alignment that can bring you into that point where the life of God will flow into your body. I want you to begin first of all with these things. Start first of all with you sustaining and keeping, energizing your physical body with the life of God within you. The Bible speaking says that the spirit of a man can bear his infirmity. But you see believers sick oftentimes. You see believers sick. You see believers weak all the time. It is just because that they have not really learned how to journey in meditation, how to journey in prayer. And their understanding of prayer and meditation. Meditation is not just to make you feel calm and feel cool. Your meditation will be fruitless if it doesn't produce wisdom and power. So anytime you stay with the Lord to meditate, to eat of his word, to fellowship with the Lord, anytime you stay within that place of meditation and prayer, part of the thing you should so much focus on is that the life of God doesn't, that is within your spirit, doesn't just remain within that place as an inherent energy or as a power, as a force within your spirit, but it should be able to come to that point where it becomes the force field that drives your soul, the force field that energizes your body. I remember some time back, I just came back home and I was tired and weak. And what I just did was I just told the guys around me to just wait. I should just lie down for some time. What I know I will do is that I know that I can channel the power within my spirit, the life of God within my spirit can energize my body, because the spirit of a man can bear the infirmity of his body. But how much strong is your spirit? Your spirit will not be strong. It won't have strength. You won't have that strength to energize, to bear up the infirmity of your soul and your body, if your spirit is not strengthened with might by the Spirit of the Lord in your inner man. So the goal of the school of the spirit is to bring you to that point where you begin to learn the language of light, learn the language, the communications of the kingdom. And if you are really walking circumspectly with the Lord, walking in circumspectly with the Spirit of the Lord, you will come to that point where you will be growing and developing in the character and in the lifestyle of the Christ. Are you getting what I'm saying? You'll be able to journey, as in you will be able to develop the character, the fruit of the Spirit. You see, oftentimes you are attacked. Oftentimes you are defeated in warfare. Oftentimes you go to places and pray, and certain spirits attack you. Most of the time, it is not just because you don't have some certain weapons, or you are not engaging in engaging some weapons. Or in fact, let me just say this: a lot of believers know the weapon of prayer, they know the weapon of fasting, but just a few know the weapon of meditation. I mean, the weapon that is the fruit of the Spirit. And this is what every prophetic community must build on. Hallelujah. So like I was saying, the fruit of the Spirit, actually, these are actually not just character, as in, I know every time people talk about the fruit of the Spirit, one of the things they always say is character, and actually, it goes far beyond that. But I'm not going to build on that. But I just want to let you know that thing you call the fruit of the Spirit are not just character you develop. You get the idea? And not just good character and good morals. You should know that there's actually a tree called the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and you can build character, good character, out of that. But there is actually what is called the tree of life. It is just one. It is singular. It is one. The Bible says, "Yeah, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord." So, that thing itself lets you know that there is no good and bad in God. There is no two in God, as in it is just one. Yes, I know there is Trinity. That topic on its own is different. But what I'm just trying to let you know, it is just because of that tree of life. I'm just trying to establish that in God there is nothing like good and bad. So long as you continue to progress in God, all of the things you will encounter, or let me just put it this way, yes, let's go like that way, it's still okay. All of the things you encounter in God the oneness there is that they all point to one personality. There are diversities of the operations of God, there are diverse dimensions of God, but the center of it all is just one. It is Christ. Are we together? So the school of the Spirit in itself are actually it is a schooling system in God by which you as a son of God is equipped and brought into maturity in Christ Jesus. Like I said, here I come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the company of, as in there were many, as in councils and conclave, as in cycles and cyclemen that they mentioned in that particular scripture, the spirit of just men made perfect. In all of those places, part of the things you receive from there are actually the speakings. They are the knowledge, that is what Paul called in 2 Corinthians 4 verses. That is what Paul called the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. And all of these people they mentioned there, the assembly of the firstborn sons of God, the spirit of the just man made perfect, to the blood of the sprinkling, all of them carry the testimony of Christ. And the testimony of Christ they carry within themselves are actually the lights, the knowledge of the glory of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ that they have been able to receive. Every being in eternity is beholding the face of God, no matter the plane they are. Just like the same way in the first, let me just describe it this way. Maybe in the first layer, second layer, they are all beholding the face of Christ, but the degree to which they see Christ are actually in measures. Same way we can be within this place, be within this cycle, and all of us may look at one thing, but you will now realize that after your wall, there is another reality that is there. After that place, you are seeing what you see in the spirit realm is not just what is available within that place at that time. If you see an angel standing with you, that angel may not just be alone. It may be a company of a conglomeration of angelic beings that came within that place, but you could see only one because of the limit of your eyes, the limit of your of the light you can be able to carry at that particular stage of your life. And as such, because you can't really see and perceive within that place, you will only see one and receive only one word. Meanwhile, another person can also stand, see the same angel, and be able to receive further things from that angel. The difference is just the plane that they are standing from, the light by which they are operating with. Just like the way there are gamma rays and diverse kind of light rays, as in different gamma ray, x-ray, and all of them, you use x-ray to see beyond just the physical body of a man. They use it to view the skeleton, as in the skeletal system, as in women that do go to, as in do all those CS. It is x-ray like they use to check how the state of the baby is. That's to let you know that the moment you come under another greater light, you will begin to perceive God from another plane. And that is why, as a school of the spirit, this is actually Rama. And where you see Rama in the Bible, what Samuel built as a prophet within that place where he is, was that he was able to build a strong force field of light, a strong force field of power, such that anyone that does come within that territory comes under that light, and immediately he will start to prophesy. And as soon as he starts to prophesy, what does that show you? That shows you that that person has actually come under another kind of light. He has actually entered into another kind of environment, but that environment is not shaped by walls. It is not shaped by fence and fortresses. What it is shaped by is by a working of another kind of a light that has superimposed the light of the sun within that place. They said there is nothing new under the sun, but I assure you that although there is nothing new under the sun, but there are still things under the sun that the light of the sun has not been able to reveal. And as such, there is a need for you to journey beyond what you can see by the light of the sun. And that is why you have been taught all of these things. You have been taught prayer. You have been taught meditation. You have been taught how to engage the gateways of your heart so that you can be able to trap spiritual realities into this your physical environment. The moment you are able to lay hold on any spiritual reality and interact with it, as John said, that which our eyes have seen and our hands have handled of the world of life, this will bring unto you that spiritual thing that is invisible to other people becomes your physical reality. Just like the same way people walk around and other people just see angels all around, people see, but others, to others, they will have to pray and pray and pray and enter into some certain level of energy before they are able to perceive what is available within that spiritual ecosystem. That thing is happening that way because to those people, that realm is invisible to them, and as such, they have to journey into it. And to others, they fellowship consistently, sufficiently well within that realm of operation, and it has become one with them. And anytime any realm of reality becomes one with you, that realm becomes your physical realm. That is why you can be with other people and they will shoot them and something will protect them, but you will be shot, you will die. That is just because, let me just leave us with this key. The Holy Spirit told me this thing some time back, that if any time I pray, that as I pray, that I should always declare words, I should declare words, that as I continue to declare certain words, declare and proclaim certain words, make certain decrees, make certain proclamation under him that is powered by his revelation, the revelation of Christ Jesus, that all of those things will become living entities around my life. He told me that is how to build a defense around your life. Just like the way the Bible says, angels encompass around them that fear him. This is how you should meditate. You should meditate confessing, as in meditate on the scripture of truth, meditate on accurate revelation, meditate on the revelations of God until you come to that point where you can confess them. The Bible says, with the heart a man believeth, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Can you just pray in 1 minute and just say, Lord, help me, help me. Atata barata babala babaska brata babaria la babala duala babasketia babalata babala da babala babaska brata bakaska baria la babusketate atata barata babuta babarata babala babusa brata kabaruala babulata. Come on, can you just pray? Rata babaska brata barata babala duala babaska baska babalata babala da baska brata bakaska baria la babusketa. Just pray and just ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to help you. I believe with this you can go further. I believe with this you can make advancement. Can you just pray and just say, Lord, help me, help me, help me. Grant unto me light. Grant unto me understanding. Give me illumination. Let those words you have received, those visions you have seen, meditate upon them. Meditate upon them. Hold them in your heart until they become your confession. It is just the same way that believers, as in you are trusting God for finance, and every time you are confessing, you don't have. You are praying for a particular person, and every time you are saying this person is this, your confession must be consistent with the revelations of God if you must see the realities of it. What can you do in the spirit? What are the abilities within, locked up within your spirit, that you have known, that you have been able to harness? Meditation will help you achieve that faster. Prayer will help you trigger. Will help you trigger it so that through meditation and through beholding, you will be able to harness them and make them your physical reality. The power of God is real, and it can be available to you at all time. The only difference or the only deficiency you may have is that your eyes may not always be upon it. And what you need to do is that you need to set your eyes consistently upon it. As that is achieved, you will come to that point where you can release the power of God into your environment. Into inanimate objects can also carry the power of God. Yes, they can also carry the power of God. But what I want you to begin with, that I know you will live with almost throughout the days of your life, is this: your physical body. Come to that point where this your body can be energized by the life within you. Oh Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, I give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, I ask that you bless these ones with your light. Yes, I declare that let a new layer of light. Yes, if you check in the light, that thing you see as a white light has 7 dimensions inside of it. Yes, that is what you now refer to as the colors of the rainbow. But prophetically, they speak about layers of light in God. Yes, can you just, I declare, Lord, that these ones be brought under a greater light. That these ones be brought under a greater light, under a higher light, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Yes, I think let me just give you a little bit of perspective, and that will be all. Yes, just stay under the workings of the Spirit. I can just perceive that some of you will be brought under another layer, another covering of light is coming over you. Like most especially this lady, Amira, you can just like another ray of light is being, is being released into your heart. You begin to see scriptures from another plane. Perceive God from another plane. Through this light, you will start to learn anew, start to learn of God anew. And I ask, O Lord, that may the hand of the Lord stretch you, enlarge you, straighten you. Yes, I'm just praying what I'm perceiving. I'm praying it. You get the idea. I just ask that the Lord stretch you further in light, because your heart will accommodate much more of God. But there's a need for you to expand, enlarge your heart. Allow God, break the lenses, break the limits, and let Him move. Okay. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord give you peace. Shalom.